بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بينما رجل يصلي مسبر إزاره، قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اذهب فتوضأ. فذهب فتوضأ، ثم جاء فقال: اذهب فتوضأ. فقال له رجل: يا رسول الله، ما لك أمرته أن يتوضأ ثم سكت عنه؟ قال: إنه كان يصلي وهو مسبر إزاره، وإن الله لا يقبل صلاة رجل مسبر. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح على شرط مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates: once while a person was offering salah with his izar, his trousers below his ankles, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم then said to him: اذهب فتوضأ. Go and perform wudu again. The man goes, he performs wudu and he returns. Rasulullah SAW tells him again, اذهب فتوضأ. Go and perform wudu. So another person asked Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah, what is the matter? You have commanded him to make wudu and then you remain silent. Rasulullah SAW then explained, إِنَّهُ كَانَ يُصَلِّي وَهُوَ مُسْبِرٌ إِزَارَهُ. This man was performing his salah with his trousers below his ankles. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ صَلَاةَ رَجُلٍ مُسْبِرٍ. And Allah Ta'ala does not accept the salah of that man whose garment is below his ankles. From this hadith, we can understand the severity of letting our izar go below our ankles. And we have been mentioning these ahadith the past number of lessons, that how important it is at all times, and more important during salah also, that a person's salah is not going to be accepted. Therefore Rasulullah tells him to make wudu. Of course, by keeping his garment below his ankles, it is not going to nullify his wudu or his salah, but he will not get the maximum reward, or he won't get any reward for performing the salah. And this is the meaning of إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ صَلَاةَ رَجُلٍ مُسْبِرٍ. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to caution him and to make him understand and take heed of what wrong he has done, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to make wudu again. So he will remember always that I made this mistake, I let my pants go below my ankles, and for this, the so-called islah or punishment Rasulullah gave me was to make wudu again. Although wudu has got no real relationship with a person lowering his garment. Some ulama have explained, yes, that because he lowered his garment below his ankle, then he was sinful, and therefore by performing wudu, by making wudu, then his sins will be washed away. And Rasulullah tells him this twice. And others have explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the method he used to make islah of the person. So always in his life he'll remember that Rasulullah made me make wudu again, and twice he made me repeat my wudu, so that I don't ever make this mistake, and I have to be very careful each time when I'm performing my salah, that my garment should be above my ankles. One Qais ibn Bishr al-Taghribi qal akhbarani abi wa kana jalisan li Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an. Qais bin Bishr al-Taghribi, he says that my father informed me, and he was a companion of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala. Abu Darda is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala kana bi Dimashq rajul min ashabi an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqal lahu Sahr ibn Hanzariyya. So he says, in Damascus there was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose name was Sahal bin Hanzariyya radiyallahu ta'ala. Wa kana rajulan mutawahhidan qallama yujalisu an-nas innama huwa salatun. فإذا فرغ فإنما هو تسبيح وتكبير حتى يأتي أهله. He says, this man always was in solitude, alone. He hardly sat with any other people. Always engaged in salah. The moment he would finish his salah, he would be engaged in tasbih, takbir, until he goes to his home. So very pious sahabi of Rasulullah SAW, always staying aloof, in solitude, engaged in his ibadah. فَمَرَّ بِنَا وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَ أَبِي الدَّرْدَى. So he says, one day, this Sahal bin Hanzariyya radiallahu anhu goes past us, whilst we were sitting by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the other Sahabi. فقال له أبو دردا كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sought the opportunity of asking this Sahabi, Sahal bin Hanzariyya radiallahu anhu, some advice. And this is what he said. He said, give us some word that will benefit us, and at the same time, won't be any taklif upon you, won't be difficult upon you, don't harm you. Give us some sound advice, and if you're able, so we will benefit, and it won't harm you. قَالَ بَعَثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَمْ سَرِيَّةً فَقَدِمَتْ. So he gives one incident. He says, Rasulullah had sent an expedition once, and they return. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَجَلَسَ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ الَّذِي يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So one particular man sat there in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ, in the majlis, in the gathering, in which Rasulullah would sit. فَقَالَ لِرَجُلٍ إِلَى جَنْبِهِ. So this, the majlis is taking place, Rasulullah ﷺ is sitting, sahaba are there, this man is sitting in the back, and he tells the person next to him, لَوْ رَأَيْتَنَا حِينَ إِلْتَقِينَا نَحْنُ وَالْعَدُوُ فَحَمَلَ فُلَانٌ وَطَعَنَا فَقَالَ خُذْهَا مِنِّي وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْغِفَارِي. He asked him a question. He says, whilst we were fighting and we faced the enemy, there was one particular person amongst us who pulled out his spear and he pierced the enemy. And as he pierced the enemy, he said, take this stab from me or this attack from me whilst I'm a person from the Ghifar tribe. In other words, he began to talk about his family and boast about his family. I'm a Ghifari person. كيف ترى في قولي? What do you feel? He did the right thing. His statement was correct or not? قَالَ مَا أَرَاهُ إِلَّا قَدْ بَطَلَ أَجْرُ. So the other sahabi sitting next to him, he says, I feel that all his sawab is gone. He's nullified his sawab because he mentioned about his family. فَسَمِعَ بِذَلِكَ أَخَرْ. Another person also heard this. قَالَ مَا أَرَاهُ بِذَلِكَ بَأَسَنْ. He said, I don't feel there's any problem in that. But he said, أَنَّ الْغُلَامُ الْغِفَارِ. فَتَنَازَعَ حَتَّى سَمِعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They began to dispute until Rasul heard them. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Glory be to Allah. لَا بَأْسَ أَن يُوْجَرَ وَيُحْمَدْ. Some ulama explain this to be that there's no problem that a person is given a reward and at the same time he is praised. In other words, he said, I am a Ghifari person. He praised his family tribe. And in that, people will see, mashallah, he was a Ghifari person. So he fought very bravely. Rasul said, there is no problem in times of war to do this. Times of war, where a person is saying that I am a Ghifari person against the enemy to instill fear, especially into the enemy, then this will not nullify his reward. So that is one incident. The second one, he says, فَرَأَيْتُ أَبَ الدَّرْدَى سُرَّ بِذَلِكَ. And then he says, Abu Darda became very pleased with this answer. وَجَعَلَ يَرْفَأُ رَأْسَهُ إِلَيْهِ. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala then raise his head towards Sahal bin Handariya, وَيَقُولُ أَأَنْتَ سَمِعْتَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Did we really hear this from Rasul directly? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. He says, yes. فَمَا زَالَ يُعِيدُ عَلِي حَتَّى إِنِّي لَأَقُولُ لَيَبْرُكَنَّ عَلَى رُكْبَتِهِ. Abu Darda رضي الله عنه, the Sahaba were very, very cautious. Whenever it came to ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they would always verify, ascertain, that this, did you hear this hadith? This is exactly words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he began to repeat this question. Did you hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you sure you heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He kept on saying this until the narrator says, I felt that now he's going to go squat on his knees and go right in front of Sahal bin Hamdaliyah radiallahu anhu. So many times he asked him the question and each time he said, yes, I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فقال فمر بنا يوم آخر. A second day he went passed by. Who? Sahal bin Hamdaliyah, and Abu Darda is sitting. فقال أبو دردة كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك. Give us some advice that will benefit us, won't harm you. وقال قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he gives a hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, المنفق على الخيل كالباسط يده بصدقة لا يقبضها لا يقبضها. He says, a person who is spending on his horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's like a person who is spreading out his hand in sadaqah and he never withdraws his hand. In other words, he's very generous. In today's time, we may not have horses, but we have cars, vehicles. The person using his vehicle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's using his petrol, etc. Then he is a person who is spending on others very, very freely and generously. ثم مر بنا يوما آخر. A third day goes past. فقال له أبو دردة كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك. Give us some advice. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم الرجل خريم الأسدي أولى طول جمته وإسبال إزاره. He says, how wonderful a man, a person is خريم الأسدي. Another Sahabi. He says, only one problem he has, that his hair is too long and his pants is going below his ankles. Otherwise, he's an excellent person. But these two weaknesses he has, that his hair is too long and his pants is below his ankles. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ خُرَيْمًا فَعَجَّلَ. The moment this Sahabi Khurayb hears this, that Rasulullah said that Khurayb is a very good person, but he has these two weaknesses, he hastened immediately. فَأَخَذَ شَفْرَةً. He takes a scissors or a knife, فَقَطَعَ بِهَا جُمَّتَهُ, and he cuts off his hair, إِلَى أُذُنَيْهِ, till his earlobes. وَرَفَعَ إِزَارَهُ إِلَىٰ أَنْسَافِ سَاقِهِ, and then he cut his pants right till half his legs. In other words, his shin. Now this was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The moment he hears some instruction, they do not delay. They don't ask for another interpretation, another fatwa. They would immediately act upon what Rasulullah's command was. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ خُرَيْمًا ثُمَّ مَرَ بِنَا يَوْمًا آخَرٌ. The next day, this Sahal bin Hanzariya goes past. فَقَالَ لُهُ أَبُو دَرْدَ. أَبُو دَرْدَ says the same thing. كَلِمَةً تَنْفَعُونَ وَلَا تَضُرُكُ. Give us some advice, will benefit us, won't harm you. قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ إِنَّكُمْ قَادِمُونَ عَلَى إِخْوَانِكُمْ. He tells the Sahaba, see, I'm sending you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are now going to go to another town. You're going to go to your brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا رِحَالَكُمْ وَأَصْلِحُوا لِبَاسَكُمْ. He says that put your conveyance right. Don't go in a very shabbily way, a dirty way. وَأَصْلِحُوا لِبَاسَكُمْ. And even your clothing, let's make sure that it is neat and clean. حَتَّى تَكُونُوا كَأَنَّكُمْ شَامَةٌ فِي النَّاسِ. That you become outstanding. In other words, like how a person has a beauty spot or a mole on his face, you can see it immediately. It is outstanding on the face. Rasulullah says that when you go there to another town, you can go to the people, then make sure your conveyance is clean, neat, and you go in a good appearance, and your clothes also. But you must not be unkempt. You mustn't have all dirt marks and stains on your clothes. Look neat. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفُحْشَ وَلَا التَّفَحُشَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like things that are dirty or unkempt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things to be neat. So Rasulullah said, go like how a beauty spot is amongst people. That means your garments will be clean, your mouth will be clean. And Allah ta'ala does not like untidiness and people who are intentionally untidy. Rawah Abu Dawud, Imam Abu Dawud has mentioned this long hadith in his Sunan Abu Dawud. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.